Well, say it ain't so, but these are the last days of summer vacation for many people. What better time than now to pick up a good novel? Nancy Pearl recommends The Turner House.
And it's about a family named Turner. And Marcy, you and I are both from Detroit. Mm-hmm. And this book is set in Detroit, on the east side of Detroit, which is where neither one of us spent much time. But it's set in the east side of Detroit from the early 1950s through the 2000s. And it's about a family of it's about an African American family who comes up. The father comes up north, leaving behind his wife and his young child. When they get back together and they both move back up to Detroit, they go on to have 12 more children. And The Turner House is a novel about this family, focusing on the oldest child, who is a son, and the youngest child, who is a daughter. And it's a book that, I mean, part of the pleasure for me, of course, was that it was Detroit. Mm-hmm. And it was a Detroit that, so there were things that I knew or that I was familiar with. But even for people who aren't from Detroit, the picture of this family and the history of this family and how she incorporates the civil rights movement in Detroit in the 60s and that whole migration north and what that meant for what would become known as Rust Belt cities is just fascinating. It's a wonderful novel. It's a novel that if you're interested in characters, if characters are what you love and how they respond to their environment, this is a book for you.
Nancy, a lot of times writers are really good at character, not as great at plot. A lot of times people are really good at sort of laying out the history. You're describing, I think, a book that kind of this author, Angela Flournoy, is able to weave those two things together to add into something greater than the sum.
Yeah, yes, I think absolutely. And the history really fits who the character, I mean, the history as these characters live it both determines what their lives are going to be like and also shows how you can, in many ways, work with history to become more than you might think that you are. She has her MFA from Iowa, so she has her writing chops. And this is her first novel, again. And we've talked about a couple mm-hmm. first novels recently. And it's a book, I think, that needs, I think it's so worth reading. It's such a good reading experience for me.
Sounds great. It's called The Turner House, very simple. And the author is Angela Flournoy, Flournoy, and Detroit native that I am. I look forward to reading it. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Librarian Nancy Pearl is the author of the Book Lust series. She joins us every Tuesday on the record with her reading recommendations. You can find them all at KUOW.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl Books.